Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lemurs of Madagascar, Book. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the vast array of knowledge found on Wikipedia, exploring topics that impact our world and shape our understanding of it. I'm Alloy, your host for today, and I'm thrilled to guide you through an enlightening episode. Today, we'll traverse the dense, mysterious forests of Madagascar and explore a work that has been pivotal in documenting some of the island's most enchanting inhabitants, the lemurs. Our focus is the book Lemurs of Madagascar, a definitive guide on these fascinating creatures. Imagine, if you will, a silent forest dawn in Madagascar. The first rays of sunlight streak through the canopy, unveiling a world that hums with life. Among these trees dwell creatures that have fascinated naturalists and biologists for centuries, the lemurs. These primates, exclusive to this island, are living relics of an evolutionary past. And to truly appreciate and understand them, we turn to Lemurs of Madagascar. This book, published in multiple editions since its original release in 1994, is authored by Russell Mittermeier, one of the foremost authorities on these primates, alongside a team of experts. Now you might ask, why does this book matter? Well, in a world facing rapid deforestation and ecological change, documenting and understanding biodiversity is more crucial than ever. Lemurs are not just fascinating creatures. They are vital to the Malagasy ecosystem. And notably, they are among the world's most endangered mammals. This book serves not only as an educational text, but also as a wake-up call to conservationists worldwide. Let's dig a bit deeper into the book itself. Each edition of Lemurs of Madagascar offers detailed accounts of every known species of lemurs, including their behaviors, ecology, and distribution. It is illustrated with stunning photographs and illustrations that bring these elusive creatures to vivid life. As a field guide, it serves as an indispensable resource for researchers and travelers who aim to understand and protect these species. For many, it's considered the Bible of lemur biodiversity. With each revision, the book has expanded significantly. For instance, when the first edition was published, only about 50 species were recognized. Fast forward to recent editions, over 100 species and subspecies are documented. This growth isn't solely due to the discovery of new species, but also reflects advances in genetic research. Such revelations remind us of the complexities of evolution and the importance of genetic biodiversity. Now ponder this. What does it mean to possess a living fossil? Lemurs serve as crucial links to our own evolutionary lineage, providing clues to how primates evolved before the advent of monkeys and apes in other parts of the world. Their presence in Madagascar, and Madagascar alone, raises ecological questions. How do isolated ecosystems develop such unique forms of life? And further, what responsibilities do we hold towards these islands of diversity in our interconnected world? Throughout the pages of Lemurs of Madagascar, the importance of these creatures is evident. The text invites us to examine our ethical obligations, not only to protect these creatures, but the habitats that sustain them. It illustrates a narrative where each lemur species becomes a protagonist faced with the dangers of habitat loss, climate change, and human encroachment. So here's a scenario to consider. Imagine you're part of a conservation team in Madagascar, holding a copy of this book as you trek through the forest. Each page comes alive as you encounter a family of ring-tailed lemurs leaping between branches, or perhaps an elusive aye-aye scurrying through the night. How does this firsthand experience shape your understanding of the conservation challenges? How do these experiences influence policymaking and resource allocation? As we wrap up our discussion today, let's reflect on the broader implications of this work. How can we utilize the knowledge in Lemurs of Madagascar to make informed ethical choices that impact not only lemurs, but all species at the brink of extinction? The next time you hear about lemurs or catch a glimpse of them in documentaries, think of them not as mere subjects of scientific curiosity, but as ambassadors of an ancient world demanding our immediate attention and action. We are living in a crucial era where the awareness and preservation of biodiversity can pivot the course of environmental and ethical history. Understanding and acting upon the insights offered in Lemurs of Madagascar could be one of the many ways to secure a healthier, balanced biosphere. Thank you for joining me on this captivating journey through Wikipedia. Until next time, keep your curiosity lively, and remember, in every leaf turned, there's a whisper of a story waiting to be uncovered.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Lemurs of Madagascar book. Thanks for listening. See you next time.